99.3 The Vine. Here we go. Time for a little river talk. I told you my friend Drew stopped by. Hey, Drew.
Hello, Bob. Happy birthday.
Well, what's going on? Oh, look at you. Just took off with that ear. Thanks, man. It's all good. I've been showing Drew some of the photos from my past that come flying up on my birthday. Pretty wild past, huh, Drew?
Pretty impressive.
It's a new day. Of course, Drew and I hang out on the river and live a healthy lifestyle, paddling our butts off every day, or motoring and paddling. Hey, you know what I discovered on my skiff?
What's that?
So I'll motor down to see you, and then I motor back, and then when I get to just about Cuttings Wharf launch, then I pull the motor up, grab the paddle.
To Cuttings.
Yep, and I paddle the rest of the way back.
Ride the tide back. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, but I'm not even paying attention to riding the tide. I don't care if I'm going against it. I'm just paddling.
Get a good workout. Yeah, that's nice. A nice hybrid, way to do it.
It's a hybrid way to work out.
That's the way we use them too, is the fish comes 6 miles out there sometimes. So, you get there with the motor and then you fish when you get there and paddle around. Treat it like a kayak.
Right. And it's more fun than any one man should have. So thanks, Truth. I have one of my, as I was counting my good stuff on my birthday this morning, and I've got that new skiff. I love that boat. Thanks, Drew. Drew's the one who hooked me up. Everybody who sees me go back and forth, that's Drew. He hooked me up with that thing.
Well, it's good advertisement, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess it is. So if you want one, go see Drew, but you can't have mine.
We build them now, too.
Yeah, I know. You're building customs. I'm already looking at those. But I'm okay for now. But, maybe in a year or sooner.
So we're going to put water skis on the back of that sunfish I showed you.
You're going to put water skis on? Are you going to put someone water skiing?
Or no, we're going to extend it 2 feet back. You saw that extension we did?
Right.
And then we're going to drop a water ski down.
Really? Okay. All right. There we go. We're having so much fun on the river this year. I mean, it's just... Drew's been up here mud bathing with people now. That seems to be his thing, showing them where the mud, we've got this certain patches of mud where if you pull in, you can do a mud bath.
You can.
And
take in the early days of mud baths in Calistoga, all that mud came from down in our neighborhood. Carneros deep down there off like Milton and those sloughs. It's really good mud. Silty, I guess. The mud has like a siltiness to it, silkiness to it, but
silty,
yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess point being,
it's smooth. It's like soft mud.
You can get out of your boat, paint yourself with mud. If you're on the right beach, you just got to find the spot with the good mud.
It's good for your skin. Go talk to Dr. Wilkinson's.
Okay, I don't know who that is, but you can talk to him about your mud bath.
Yeah, you can go swimming too. We've been doing a lot of that riding the tide. The water's 70 degrees. We're just hitting that threshold to...
No way, it hit 70?
Fish come in, yeah, yep. So it's getting really warm and nice swimming.
So where you been swimming mainly in the river?
Mostly down off Milton.
Really?
And Kennedy. Kennedy Park and Milton Road.
Kennedy and Milton, okay.
This is where we like to swim, but...
Yeah.
The cleanest water on the river, and the water is very clean, is Kennedy Park.
That's your favorite spot?
That's my favorite.
That's a good spot. I like out on my slough, one south of your slough, Drew's slough, Mm-hmm. We like to name our sloughs after ourselves just because that's our favorite place to go. Mine is actually Steamboat. I don't know the real name of yours. I just call it Drew's slough.
Yeah, I think it's... Fagan Preserve.
Is that what it is?
The slough
that
one is in slough? That, yeah.
No,
yours is
a bunch.
In there and that preserve as
mine's
well.
Mine's in there, but mine actually had a name, Steamboat Slough. But
it's called Fagan, I believe, yeah.
Okay. I like Drew's Slough better. It's got a better ring to it.
Yeah, Drew's Slough, Horseshoe, and Steamboat.
And Steamboat. So we can
and
go,
then
meet
we
me
gotta,
at Steamboat. Meet me at Drew's Slough. Yours is always going to be Drew's Slough. Because that's the north one.
Rolls off the tongue. Yeah, the north right there.
Yeah.
And you get all the mountains. We've talked about that. Mount Tam, Mount Diablo, Mount Veeder, and Atlas Peak views from that slough. And you probably get that from yours as well.
Yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was catching the view of the fire going yesterday, by the way. Cheers to our firemen for getting on it, man.
That
Woo!
Was quick response.
They hit it so hard, so fast. There were four tankers within, it looked like a half an hour. They had tankers up.
Absolutely. Any firefighters want to come paddle, we'll do it for free on Friday.
There you go. Free firefighters. See, Drew, good looking out, man. Absolutely. We love our firefighters. Thank you. We none of us care for fire anymore. Not that we ever did, but we have a little shell shock from... 2017 on, man.
Yeah, we lost our house when the Deer Park fire hit us twice.
You've been hit twice.
See, the same fire basically hit us up the tributaries and then down the mountain.
Wow. Up See, there, so and we all know them. Somebody who lost one. We all know people were all camping down at the expos and the Calistoga Fairground and everybody coming down off the hills. It was like, yeah, it's a good way for us to get together as a community, just not a good reason for us to be together. So thanks for making that not happen, firemen. Drew's letting you paddle on Friday for free.
Happy to do it.
Yeah. Where? Oh, that could make for a good picture. I was trying. See, in my head, I'm already marketing. Got to have them wear their hats.
Well, we should get the water hoses out there and really elevate the experience.
And elevate the experience. I like it. So anything that we should know coming up in this next week, Drew?
Good weekend to ride the tide in from Carneros. Big tide weekend.
Big
we
tide
get the
weekend.
Big tides every other week on average.
Okay, so this week we'll get the big one pushing in, is what you're saying.
Yep.
At about like starting at 10 and then shift
yeah,
all
I think
the way
it
to 2.
Starts or coming in, I don't know, 11. I'd have to check.
Okay. But
for
it's
the
daily.
Most part, it's incoming all day.
Right.
And that's the way this river works. Every other week, roughly, you get the big incoming tide all day. Alternating weekends, you get the morning high tide.
And then you get to push out. So you can take off in town and push all the way. You push down to us if you want.
Yeah. So, you know, we like to launch 7 miles downriver. You ride the tide in with the wind at your back. You can go as fast as you want, or you can just float like the Russian River. I mean, literally, you go 3 miles an hour without paddling into town.
Right.
It takes a couple hours. You can picnic halfway. That's this weekend. Last weekend, the high tide, so we'd send people up into the forested northern region, the jungle cruise we were talking about.
Right, yep.
Get North all the way up town. To Milliken, even to Trancas. People were, they cleaned up Trancas, by the way. Trancas Crossing Park's
right
looking
there.
Really good, yep, up top.
Right on the corner, they got all the shrub out of all the brush. And
access is pretty
way.
Good.
Excellent.
There's one tree that's down, but it's a nice little picnic bench, actually.
Oh, very cool. We'll have to try and get up there. This weekend, maybe Sunday. I don't know. That's right. I got to jump an airplane this weekend. Following weekend. I'll get back out there. I'll see you out there.
It's fun. You can ride the ebb from up there, too. So we can time all that for everybody. But, you know, you want to launch on the ebb tide from Trancas.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about doing all your homework. Just ask Drew. He'll tell you when it's a good time to go.
It's a fun.
It's a great paddle.
The new frontier.
It is. Or the old frontier for those of us who've been living on it for 30 years,
yeah.
Going back and forth, going, finally, I've got people to play with on the river. Yay!
That's right. Yeah, it's our 10th anniversary this year. We've been operating on the river now.
For 10 years.
2012.
Yep. Wow. Time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by, Drew, and I'll see you on the river.
Look forward to it.